Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Wednesday, January 25th, 2017, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. A wild ride it is. And it just doesn't let up, does it? Just gets stranger all the time. I am your host, Chris Hinckley. We are all road warriors, those who would esteem ourselves to be. And as always, feel free to dive into the chat area at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com for interesting and lively discussion. And speaking of interesting and lively discussion, we need to maintain a level of dignity and decorum, self-respect and respect for one another. It's interesting. You know, there is a social virus that's infecting America, and there are a number of different strains that are being used. Marxism is a common theme. The Glasnost effect, as I would call it. And a number of different strains, but really it's debilitating, and it causes us to lose sight of our foundational underpinnings, those being virtue, morality, and religion. Let's not lose those, because if we lose those, I mean, we really, I think we need to circle back to Patrick Henry's words on the subject and cooler heads must prevail. I mean, there's no option. It's not optional. Virtue, morality, and religion, Patrick Henry said, this is the armor, my friend, in a letter back in 1799. This is the armor, my friend, and this alone that renders us invincible. This is our armor, virtue, morality, and religion. Patrick Henry was right when he said that this is our armor. It still is. These are the tactics we should study. If we lose these, we are conquered, fallen indeed. So long as our manners and principles remain sound, there is no danger. And adopting the tactics of the enemy, or sinking to the level of vitriol and those kinds of things, that's not the answer either. Speaking of Patrick Henry and this concept of virtue, morality, and religion, Patrick Henry further said, bad men cannot make good citizens. It is when a people forget God that tyrants forge their chains. A vitiated state of morals, a corrupted public conscience, is incompatible with freedom. No free government or the blessings of liberty can be preserved to any people but by a firm adherence to justice, moderation, temperance, frugality, and virtue, and by a frequent recurrence to fundamental principles. This is a sentiment that was echoed by many of the founders. Alexander Hamilton is considered the father of modern public administration. And in other words, essentially the father of the administrative fourth branch. And I'm not a fan of Hamilton by any stretch of the imagination. Not an apologist or sympathizer. And you know, based on the kind of guy that I understand him to have been, I am not disappointed that he was shot and killed in that duel with Aaron Burr. I'm not disappointed. But nonetheless, even Alexander Hamilton acknowledged this precept, this central tenet. The institution of delegated power implies, he said, that there is a portion of virtue and honor among mankind which may be a reasonable foundation of confidence. Thomas Jefferson, the order of nature is that individual happiness shall be inseparable from the practice of virtue. Without virtue, happiness cannot be, Jefferson further said. Without virtue, happiness cannot be. Which incidentally is probably why when we see the vitriolic diatribes of some people and these just the hysterical insanity of some of the lynch mobs that are on the rise in America these days, they don't seem like happy people, do they? They do not make a virtuous case for their cause. They do not have a virtuous foundation for their platform. And as a result, they seem like miserable people in many cases. Whether they have that contrived plastic smile on or not, as some of them do, you can see through that thinly veiled disguise that there is a seething, hysterical, insane person just beneath the surface. We need to get our heads. We need to come to our senses in America and stop this nonsense. You know, during yesterday's broadcast, I tried to bring up a couple of points. What is happening is not new. It's not new. It's not news. This is why Thomas Jefferson was absolutely right when he advances Bill for the More General Diffusion of Knowledge, stating that it is believed that the most effectual means of preventing the subjugation of good government and the rise of tyranny, the best defense against that would be to illuminate as far as practicable the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes. See how beautiful and brilliant the language is? It's not poking anybody in the nose. It's not pointing a finger in a certain place. It's not the fist. Anytime I see the fist, I get concerned. Whether the fist is being pointed at you or up in the air, wherever it is, the fist is a sign of hostility and aggression. It's not virtuous, if you will. But listen to the language. It's brilliant. That possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. It's that simple. To have the knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possess thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. I watched Jesse Waters. We've seen these segments before many times. It's been done many times. Jay Leno used to do it. It's been done many, many times for decades. But, you know, Jesse Waters recently did a piece, I think, for the O'Reilly show on Fox, where he interviewed some folks on the street, asked them the names, just gave them names, asked them some names, president or not president. And of course, it's always embarrassing. You know, it's not funny. We should be really ashamed of ourselves. Maybe we should have a voting literacy test. You have to take a test to get a driver's license, but you don't have to take a test to elect people to positions of power that affect yourself, your family, your friends, your fellow countrymen. Seems awfully strange, doesn't it? These are some of the oddities that we experience in this country. It's easier to get married in many cases than it is to get divorced. It's very easy. And, you know, I'm not a fan of what the state calls marriage anyway, because I don't see that in the Bible, where it's my understanding marriage was originally sanctioned by God. I don't see the state involved in that. So by the power vested in me by the state of, that is a different creature. Folks used to get married and record their marriage in the front of the family Bible. That was to, you know, return to a bygone era. Anyway, not to get sidetracked. Virtue, morality, and religion, the underpinning, we can't lose those. Once we start to drift, we fall prey and victim to an agenda that's coming. And it looks like this, as Mike Huckabee said again back in 2007 in his foreign policy speech, we face the danger of mass movements and the dispossessed and discontented rising up. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. We have more poor, desperate people, so to speak, in America now more than in decades, perhaps ever. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. Like those functionally illiterate masses here in America today, I would add. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. Nesta Webster wrote about this, leading people astray like this. We'll talk more about that. But first, have you heard of Big Joe? If you're ready with that video, go ahead, please. Yeah, please.
All right, sir, my name is Jeffrey. What is your name?
They call me Big Joe.
Big Joe, yeah. I can see why. Big Joe, what are you doing here today?
I'm just passing through. I have nothing to do with this whatever you want to call this. I don't even understand why they're having this. They had an inauguration yesterday, and now we have all this. What did Trump do for all of this to happen? He just got came into office. What is this? I see signs of unity and love and peace, and yet at his inauguration, they were burning a McDonald's, a Starbucks, limousines, and anarchy in the streets. This is what is this? When he was elected rightfully, by the majority of the country, that, you know, so even though there are half the country like this that disapprove, what about the other half that do like him? What about them? What about their feelings? When Obama was president and he pushed his political agenda, political correctness, and he pushed all his agendas, did you see people doing all this? No, because we united behind our American president, and we stuck it out and everything. So what? What?
Yeah, can you come in here? Come in here. Huh? Come in here. Come in here. Come in.
Trump was not.
No, Trump was not.
What made him not? When was he not elected?
You're oblivious. You're on a bicycle and you're oblivious. You're
electoral. What are you talking about? Wait a minute.
What do you think we're here for?
Trump.
We're here to make a change, and people like you
change.
Are the reason there's still a problem.
Listen,
people
I'm against
like
political
people
correctness.
Like you.
No, people like you
people
with
like
your
you.
Political correctness
know your
agenda.
History.
Political
know your
correctness.
History.
You know
know
what?
History.
Political correctness
you know
is un-American. Why do you think, you know why Trump couldn't
you
get anyone
Trump.
To his inauguration?
Come
because
on.
Of the McCarthyism Hollywood that was going to stigmatize somebody for supporting Trump. This is the United States of America. You could support Trump and still be without ostracizing. You want to ostracize someone, and then you're going to turn around and make life difficult for them? That's a political correctness is a disease.
Ridiculous. I feel sorry for you.
Oh, yeah? I feel sorry for you because Planned Parenthood is a racist system. Margaret Sanger was a Planned Parenthood. You know what? Margaret Sanger thought very little low of black people. She thought they were ignorant and they shouldn't exist and reproduce. And you know what Planned Parenthood is about? Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is to sterilize black people.
You cannot put down one.
You should be against Planned Parenthood. We shouldn't be funding any type of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is a joke. And anyone that doesn't know their history, know your history about Margaret Sanger, the beginning of Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood is the most racist organization. Know your history before you start supporting some. Okay? That's why I'm not a woman. I'm a man. A straight man. I'm a man. A straight man. You know your history about Planned Parenthood. Do you know about Planned Parenthood? Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger, the whole reason for Planned Parenthood was to sterilize black people so they wouldn't reproduce.
There's people it's helping.
It changed with the rest of the world.
Yeah, okay, so Trump is not a racist. Trump is not an
Donald Trump, the moment he learns two words, I'm sorry.
Sorry?
You can't speak
sorry
those
to
words.
Who? What? People that don't
everybody
support him?
Everybody in the
people,
world that he's
you,
offended.
People that don't support him? I'm not offended by Trump. And half the country is not offended by Trump. So what about them? What about them? What about the rest of the country that's not offended by Trump? What about them? Huh? Well, everybody's afraid of you guys because if they stand up for Trump, they're deemed a racist and everything, and everybody's terrified. And you got them doing it because of political correctness and all this craziness. This is wrong. This is the United States of America. You don't like, you say he's not your president, then you shouldn't be here. Leave. Many of the those elitist Hollywood people that said they were going to leave, they didn't leave. They're protesting now. You don't like him, you don't want to be here, then leave. This is a free country. What you're doing now, you're going to bring anarchy, and then you know what's going to happen? Martial law. And these freedoms that you're talking about now, you're going to lose them. And then you're going to understand what a real situation. You have people in this group who are socialist, who are anti-American and anti our freedom, and they're latching on your different causes, and they're playing on your emotions so that they can get you all riled up so that you can turn around and continue to do what you're doing and divide the country and then bring about chaos and anarchy so that they can bring martial law. That's what's really going on. Open your eyes and use your head. That's what's happening. I know for a fact, I've seen these socialists in your group. I've seen them at rally. They even make signs for you people. And you don't understand what's going on. You have to open your heart. You better be smart. You might have some good causes and everything, but you need to choose your battles. Trump didn't do anything yet. Choose your battles correctly. Use your head.
Choose your battles correctly. Use your head. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Not for nothing. I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody is being, the controlled media, education has taught you guys that you're following the controlled media, that whatever they whoever they demonize, you just automatically follow. And that's what education does for you, then we need to change it. Because you shouldn't be like that. You should be free thinkers, and you should be able to see right from wrong. You don't? Because you're following whoever someone gets on TV and says, this is so, and then you just follow it? That's not using your head. That's not being smart. People, wake up. Be smart. Okay? You want to be logical. You want to be smart. Be smart. But don't follow all this nonsense just because. Just because you want to be. There's so many people that supported Trump, but they were afraid to openly support him. But you know when they supported him? In the voting booth. And that's what all of you people didn't understand. A lot of people supported Trump, but they were afraid. They're even your friends, but they were afraid to tell you they supported him. And you know what? When they went to the voting booth, they voted for him. And that's where you got. That's where all of you people right now, all of you people are now shocked because you couldn't believe that he could be elected, because nobody thought he would have been elected. But guess what? He is elected, and he is our president. And you need to unite behind him now, because you know what? If you continue to do what you're doing, you are going to divide this country. You are going to bring about martial law. You're going to lose your rights. You're going to lose your freedom. And then your biggest fear, he will be a dictator then. You better be smart, people. You don't understand what's about ready to happen. Wake up and be smart.
Well said. I don't think it can be said any better than how Big Joe said it. You know, So what we were watching is a video clip that you can find over on the website Right Wing News, and the post title is "Surrounded by Angry Liberals, Black Trump Supporter Silences Them with the Truth." And, you know, that's kind of a provocative headline, and Right Wing News obviously has the fist. I'm not a fan of the fist. I'm not a fan of divisive rhetoric. Liberals, conservatives, Democrats, Republicans, et cetera, et cetera. We'll get into that in a minute. We're all Americans. We're not hyphenated Americans. We're just Americans. And when we allow ourselves to be balkanized, divided along specious and contrived politically expedient lines, lines that are expedient for whom? Not for you or for me, but for whom? For change agents. And what is the purpose of the change? We need to be smart, like Big Joe says. But you can find the video over there at Right Wing News. "Surrounded by angry liberals, Black Trump supporter silences them with the truth." Big Joe seems to be a fairly unimpeachable witness. You know, who's going to call him racist? And he's very articulate. And he's right. You know, when it comes to Margaret Sanger, for example, what did Margaret Sanger say? The big quote that people will point to, I mean, if you do a Google search for Margaret Sanger quotes, one of the big quotes that comes up that has circulated, "Colored people are like human weeds and are to be exterminated." That's a disputed quote that's arguably misattributed. It's unsourced at best. But what did she say? She said lots of other just unbelievable things. You know, again, a Google search, and I know I get in trouble for saying Google, but Margaret Sanger quotes, Google's first search result, because, you know, they give you that little blurb of quotes now when you search for quotes. The first quote that Google gives you is, "The most merciful thing that a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it." That's Margaret Sanger. The driving force behind Planned Parenthood. Is that really somebody that you want planning your parenthood? Rhetorically speaking, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back.
Beyond the sun,
that's the first hour of today's broadcast this Wednesday, January 25th, 2017. So we heard from Big Joe. Big Joe is absolutely right. Let's touch for a moment on Margaret Sanger. You know, there's all kinds of insanity going on in the press. These marches are not by accident. And I will just say, without going too much further, I mean, he's absolutely right. You know, if we lose our minds, martial law will be declared in the streets. Again, you know, I've mentioned John Adams' words to this effect ad nauseum, ad infinitum. But he said, the way that he put it in his letter to the officers of the 1st Brigade of the 3rd Division of the Militia of Massachusetts back in 1798, and apparently this was an issue because, again, you know, this is a sentiment that was expressed by the founders around this period. The convulsions of the New Republic, obviously, not far different from what we're experiencing at this point, of a different nature, perhaps from a different quarter, but perhaps not so different, if you know what I mean. But convulsive, the ripples through our society, threatening to tear at the fabric of our republic. The undergirding is very clearly virtue, morality, and religion. We have to maintain that at all costs. And you'll notice, speaking of Big Joe, I think Big Joe did a fantastic job in confronting the hysterical insanity of the women's marches. And he's right. People are afraid, you know. It's a hysterical mob. And people behave differently. It's a fact. Bernays wrote about it in his Edward Bernays wrote about it in his 1928 book, Propaganda, in chapter 4, talking about the fact that the group mind behaves differently than the individual, and you can manipulate and program people in the group in a way that you can't individually. The group is very illogical and nonsensical in many ways, and it's a very effective way to program people. So think about it. If you understand that, if through scientific research, as Bernays pointed out, you arrive at that conclusion, then what a coup for the scientific dictatorship a la Bertrand Russell, etc., Zbigniew Brzezinski, etc. If you can program people through the school system to think only in herd think. You heard Big Joe saying things like, think, wake up, use your head. That's not thinking. That's not using your head. So if you can program people in that sort of fashion, the way that Bernays put it in chapter 4, The Psychology of Public Relations and Propaganda, again published back in 1928, he wrote, the systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. And he wasn't guessing. The systematic study of mass psychology was something that was undertaken in that time period, and a great deal of resources were dedicated to this study. Bernays was, being Sigmund Freud's nephew, you know, kind of an insider in the know, and hired by the United States government, the United States military, multinational corporations like Johnson & Johnson, etc., very influential throughout the 20th century. Adam Curtis's four-part BBC documentary, Century of the Self, part one is dedicated essentially to Edward Bernays. And so he wasn't guessing. He wasn't speculating. This was reflecting on the truths that they had discovered, essentially, or the facts that they had discovered. The systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man in the group. The scientists who approach the subject in a scientific manner, studies of the group mind, established that the group has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual and is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology. On that note, I was thinking that it would be interesting, fun perhaps even, very insightful, to have interviewed folks, who knows, one, a handful, a dozen, whatever, that participated in the Women's March, to interview them in the group around their contemporaries, and to hear the hysterical insanity, undoubtedly, that would, you know, make itself evident if it wasn't already self-evident, and then to interview those people separate from the group, individually. And I would suggest, or I would submit to you, that it would probably be an entirely different tone. Because, again, Edward Bernays and the scientists who studied this phenomenon, the study of mass psychology and the phenomenon that people behave differently in a group or the herd, illogically, you know, when we're left to ourselves and it's a quiet moment, then the mind naturally asks questions. Look at the way children are. They're inquisitory. They're exploratory. You know, it's one of the ways that we the concerns that we have in trying to rein them in, it's why we put gates up for them and think they want to explore. They want to find out. They want to inquire. Why is the sky blue? Why is the grass green? Hey, that looks interesting. I'm going to go over there and look at that. That's fascinating. That's what children do. The mind, God makes us that way. We're wired that way. And then through a caste system, that is stamped out of people. Beginning in the most formative years. And that's, again, this is not by accident. If, as science has told us, if science is to be believed on this note, if the mind, if you're born with infinite synapses, for example, and based on your experiences and your educational path, those synapses are then pruned, so to speak, where our minds are shaped and molded, quite literally in a sense. If that's true, then what a coup for those who can get a hold of the minds of our children at a formative age, when those synapses are being those pathways are being formalized and the rest are being pruned. Which is why, as science tells us, beyond a certain age, you might be able to learn a language. You know, when you're in those formative years, you can learn Mandarin Chinese, Mandarin Cantonese, whatever you. But any number of languages. But then after a certain age, at a certain point, because those synapses have been pruned, you may learn the language, but you won't sound like a native speaker. And in a very similar sense, the mind is shaped in a variety of other ways. So what a coup for those who can get a hold of the educational process beginning in those most formative years. And then from that point, just as Bertrand Russell pointed out, people will be incapable of any kind of critical thought from that point forward. But not to get too far off track, again, back to Bernays' propaganda. The systematic study of mass psychology revealed to students the potentialities of invisible government of society by manipulation of the motives which actuate man and the group. The scientific research established that the group has mental characteristics distinct from those of the individual and is motivated by impulses and emotions which cannot be explained on the basis of what we know of individual psychology. And who doesn't want to be a part of a homogenous group? Who doesn't want to get together and be united in common cause with their fellow compatriots? I mean, who doesn't want that? It makes sense that people want that. But the group behaves distinctly different from the individual. It's a scientific fact. But here's the key that we need to understand. Getting back to Jefferson's bill for the general diffusion of knowledge, to be armed with the knowledge that history exhibits of other ages and countries, to be able to spot ambition. Bernays wrote further, "So the question naturally arose, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? Do these people that Big Joe was talking to, do these people that we saw listening to Madonna and all of these other crazy people, you know, if you said what Madonna said, that you have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House, if you said that, if I said that, we would still probably be in federal custody. I know some people who've gone through things like that. I know one person in particular who spent 3 days in a county jail in federal custody, essentially, questioned by the FBI for 3 days, held without charge, and only a few people knew because of something similar to this, but not nearly as inflammatory. This was several years ago, but, you know, if it, the point being, if it were you or I, we would, I'm certain, fairly certain, we'd still be in federal custody from Saturday to Wednesday, probably still be talking to the FBI and Secret Service, and rightfully so. Again, virtue, morality, and religion. The anarchists reminds me of, again, Pike's letter to Mazzini. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. These are the nihilists who are being unleashed. Many of them atheists. Margaret Sanger. We'll get back to that in a minute. But do they know that Bernays wrote, the question naturally arose, if we understand the mechanism and motives of the group mind, is it not possible to control and regiment the masses according to our will without their knowing it? Is it possible that those people in that group are being unwittingly manipulated, that they've been duped, unwittingly manipulated into behaving in such a way and to taking certain action in concert with a coordinated effort to do something, to bring about some kind of social change? Mentioned the article yesterday that talks about the peculiar revelation, the provocative revelation that billionaire George Soros has ties to more than 50 quote-unquote partners of the Women's March on Washington. Glenn Beck is looking into this. Other people are looking into it. But subheading of the New York Times story, what is the link between one of Hillary Clinton's largest donors and the Women's March? Turns out it's quite significant. And the author is a woman, Asra Nomani. Published her article on the day before the march, actually. Do these women that marched and men, do these people who marched and who are part of this thing, do they know this? Have they looked into it? To understand the march better, she says, I stayed up through the nights this week studying the funding, politics, and talking points of the some 403 groups that are quote-unquote partners of the march. Is this a nonpartisan women's march, quote-unquote? It's a great article. Not to get too far ahead because I want to come out of the rabbit hole here, but when you think about it, just think about it for a minute, America. Think about it. I've mentioned the Glasnost effect for quite a while, and beware the October Revolution redo, the Bolshevik Revolution. What has been happening? We've heard the rhetoric. Folks like Pete Peterson, who is an insider, CFR, trilateralist, old boy, power elite guy. Why is Pete Peterson, why did he run around the country on a junket for a movie to tell you that bankers, and he are one, have stolen the country, hijacked the country? Why did he do that? We've heard this rhetoric for years. It's the rich. It's those rich, you know, it's the bankers. Think about the setup. You have the polarizing of the ends of the spectrum. The rich have been getting richer, some, but the ones who are indistinguishable from those that the media would demonize and vilify per se. They're indistinguishable to the vast majority of America. So you have the polar ends of the spectrum. You have the evisceration of the middle class in America throughout the Obama years and before, of course, but Obama did a bang-up job of really squashing the middle class. So you have the poor, desperate masses that Mike Huckabee talks about or talked about in his foreign policy speech. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings, the Pete Petersons, and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower, there were poor folks back in the Depression era, but they weren't desperate. Not like today's America. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Oh, Father, tell me, do we get what we deserve? Oh, we get what we deserve. And where down we go, oh.
Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. Hopefully this makes sense. You know, I think Big Joe said it about as well as it could be said. We need to get knowledged up, America. We need to pay attention. We need to join together arm in arm as Americans. More on that in a minute, but there are some interesting things happening. We need to be aware of these change agents, the nihilists and the atheists. I mean, look around. The nihilists and the atheists, interesting. The nihilist destroying traditions, institutions, just wants to burn everything, so to speak. The atheist has no regard for the sanctity of life, human life, mankind. Margaret Sanger was unfortunately one of those folks, and I think it was in her defense, I think it had much to do with events in her life. You know, her alleged remark to her father at her mother's funeral, "You caused this, mother is dead from having too many children." When one understands that, then one perhaps can appreciate and understand why she had such a bent, a warped view of the family, etc. But the nihilists and atheists are around there. Some of them are some of the most influential people you'll find. One of those is Madonna. And, well, here's what she said. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House. But I know that this won't change anything. We cannot fall into despair. As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote on the eve of World War II, we must love one another or die. I choose love. Are you with me? Say this with me. We choose love.
Something tells me when Madonna says we choose love, I'm hearing Orwellian doublespeak in there. You know, you don't talk about blowing up the White House and then saying we choose love. Obviously, there's more going on there than meets the eye. And people shouldn't be fooled. I mean, you don't talk about blowing stuff up. Isn't that, I mean, it sounds kind of like what radical Islamic terrorists say, right? I want to blow stuff up, and we choose love. Anyway, that'll do it for the first hour. Stick around, more coming up right after this short break. Be right back.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.